What's up, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of the Big Foodies. Matt Big Shea, presented by the one and only Marie Sharp's delicious Belizean
habanero
hot sauce. Coming to you live from the Marcos Biggie's Kitchen Studio. This is a different episode than we've done. I'm pretty stoked about it.
I have heard about this type of thing.
Yeah.
I won't reveal yet, but this type of thing for a long time. Never done it, so I am hyped for this.
And a lot, everywhere has it, but nobody knows about it.
It's
a secret.
It's a secret.
That's right. It's a secret menu. But before we get to the episode, make sure you're following the Big Foodies on Facebook, Instagram. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the red button right there. Follow us on any social media platform. We're also on all kinds of podcasting platforms. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want us there, that's where we're going to be. Check out our website, bigfoodiespod.com. Let's dive in here to the secret menu item episode from McDonald's.
Let's do it.
The secret menu at McDonald's is something I think it's almost like a myth.
Yes. It's like Bigfoot almost.
Yes. It's like some people have heard about it, but you've never seen it.
Yeah.
Right? So we're excited to try some of these items. Now, the first one we're going to try is something that I will confess was 100% my order when I was drunk and could convince someone to drive me to McDonald's.
Yeah. Okay.
I would ask for it by name through the window. They hated it.
Yeah.
So I would have to ask for the items and I would assemble it myself.
Okay. Yeah, because I always thought that you had to make this yourself. I thought this wasn't something. I mean, they know about it, I'm sure.
They know.
Yeah. Probably because drunk kids come through the drive-thru and yell things like...
And it's a fun
like,
thing to say.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the McGangbang here, okay? It is a McDouble and a McChicken.
Yes.
And the way that it is assembled.
Let him assemble. He's the
master.
This is his thing.
We thought it would be fun to assemble it for you guys.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to see this.
How you assemble it first is, and this was my order, okay? I'd get the McDouble, the McChicken, so I can make the McGangbang. I get a 20-piece nug, a large fry, and then the sweet and sour sauce, and then I would dip this in the sweet and sour sauce.
Whoa.
I was hammered.
That's a hammered meal.
Yeah.
Golly.
Expensive meal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you take... the first thing you do is you take the McDouble. We've got clean hands here.
Yes. Yeah. So look, we see your comments. It's like, how do you touch? We do have soap, hand washing. You know,
We're not monsters.
Yeah.
You take the McDouble and you split it in between the two burgers.
Okay.
Okay.
It's got to be a McDouble, right? Not a McDouble. Like not a cheese. A double
it can
cheese
be a double
burger.
Cheeseburger if you really want, but the original is the McDouble.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the Mick.
Okay.
McDouble, you split it in between the burgers so that there's the melty cheese kind of on both.
Okay.
Then you take the McChicken.
Okay.
Okay. And you do this.
Set it right on top of there.
Right on top.
And then you take the McDouble patty and you put it right back on top. And that, somebody told me about this one time.
I was like, no,
it's not a thing. And so I got it, and it is
Always wanted to try it. I've heard about it, so this
I'm going to do my best to cut this into actual thirds instead of like the half and the half.
Let's do it. I figured do what you got to do. I've always heard about this. Always wanted to try it. So this is...
Same.
This is a big moment. A big moment in my foodie life.
Big moment of Big Foodies.
I've always wanted to try the McGangbang.
Well, this is probably, I think, the one that everybody knows about.
Yeah, right? It's by far the one I've heard about the most.
So when you think secret menu item, you immediately think, oh, McGangbang.
Well, and there's one that we're not going to do, but I've heard about it too. It's the Mc1035 where they crash together, the lunch and breakfast.
All right, everybody take a third.
All right.
So basically what you're getting here is four pieces
layer.
Of bread.
God, I love the look, though.
You get four pieces of bread. You get two burger patties, a chicken patty. You get the pickles, the ketchup from the McDouble. You get the mayo and the lettuce from the McChicken. Dive in, boys.
Mm. That's good.
That takes me back.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's crazy.
That's bready, but it's good.
A lot of bread. Some people will take a slice of the McChicken bread off, usually the bottom slice because the mayo is hooked to the top, to make it almost like the Big Mac, so you've got the three pieces instead of the four. But the traditional way for the McGangbang is just straight up sandwich in the sandwich.
I was going to say, I like the straight up way.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
You happy you did it?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
So, wow. Do you feel like you're in college again?
I feel like I'm drunk.
I was going to say, I like that.
Memory recall, you know?
Yeah.
I like that your drunk meal was super expensive because I would bet you drank cheap beer all night.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or shots.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cheapest of the shots, too, I'm sure.
Burnett's. Aristocrat. What can I get for... Six months.
Learn as you get older and drink when you're older, too. It's funny how you learn. You're like, oh, it really is on the bottom shelf. That is bottom shelf liquor.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Oh, geez. Talk about going back. Always talk about going back. Growing up, going to the beach, I always stopped at the berry patch.
McDonald's gonna hit you there?
Yeah, sorry.
I enjoyed how the pause there, and it's almost like you're still processing the burger chicken combo.
Yeah, it just hit me all at once. All right. Thinking back on stuff that we used to eat, I always remember going to the beach, mm-hmm. stopping at the berry patch,
boom.
And getting some of their fresh ice cream.
Yes.
Mm. Today's episode of Big Foodies is sponsored by the Berry Patch. They've been a sponsor with us for a while. We just a few episodes ago tried some of their amazing ice creams.
Yep. Delicious.
And we couldn't be more happy about it. Mm-hmm. Raved about them.
Yes.
They're right off of I-73, 74, which used to be 220.
Like 220 going to 220, the beach.
Right, going yeah. down
get
to
through
the beach.
Ashbro, get yeah. through... You know, Seagrove.
Yeah.
You kind of roast Seagrove a little bit there.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Cannot miss it. It's the world's biggest strawberry.
Look off to the side of the highway. It's a huge strawberry. They got fresh produce. Mm. And they use their fresh produce for their fresh ice cream, which is incredible. So if you're ever headed that way, stop by. It's in Ellerby.
Worth the trip.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take the kids. They're going to love it. It's a guarantee.
Yep.
You can check them out on Facebook at The Berry Patch or their website, theworldslargeststrawberry.com.
There we go.
All right, thank you so much to the Berry Patch. Now, let's get back to two more things for the secret menu. We did a little deep diving on the internet to figure out which the best things would be.
Well, because that I've heard.
The McGangbang was the only one I'd heard of.
Yeah, exactly. So next, we've got the Land, Air, and Sea Burger.
Okay.
Which you can kind of deduce. It's a little bit of everything.
This is wild.
So we've got McDonald's brand new crispy chicken sandwich, which we've talked about a few episodes ago.
You can assemble this.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah. So... The crispy chicken sandwich goes at the bottom.
Which is moving up to me on my favorite sandwiches, by the way.
Take that off right there.
We're disposing of the bun on this one. Okay.
So the bottom layer is the chicken sandwich.
Does it need to be? See, I'm a stickler to making sure it's
centered
and level.
And then the middle layer, you take a filet of fish sandwich.
Okay. Top, I think I like where this is going.
Top bun off.
And I'm pretty sure top bun comes off of everything.
It's all hard. Look at that.
It is a little hard. Look at that.
Thank you, McDonald's.
Harder sauce. And then the middle thing right there is the...
I wonder if the dude that did it, we could go back and be like, did you put this hard on purpose? And he'd be like, what the hell?
Filet of fish.
It was the DoorDash folks. It was the Uber Eats dude that did it.
And then the top layer you can do either with a McDouble or a Big Mac. We chose a McDouble. Stick that right on top of there.
Okay.
Land, air, sea.
Look at that thing.
Yep.
I'm excited for that.
That's something.
I bet that's going to taste delicious. Yeah. I really do.
Even though chickens don't fly for too long, we'll just consider them birds.
They have wings and feathers.
All right. Yeah.
Air.
You're going to try to go the thirds like Matt did?
Yeah.
It's going to be harder with that delicious
chicken.
It's going
to be harder.
Chicken.
The chicken's harder to cut.
Man, I'll tell you, since we've done that chicken sandwich episode, I cannot get over how good the new McDonald's chicken is.
And
I really enjoy it.
Spoiler alert, eventually we're going to bring you a spicy chicken sandwich episode. But the
spicy chicken sandwich,
got,
I'm telling you,
great.
I know people are like, what? But McDonald's is really, after years of trying, I feel like they've really done it.
They've stepped it up.
Okay. I think I got it.
All right.
Take suit
to what happens. Holy shnikes, that's a lot.
Let's take a look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
This is too funny.
This is a smashable sandwich.
All right.
You're going to have to.
Oh, no.
Well, don't push it out.
My bad.
Get the flaky fish.
That's what she said. Delayed.
Wow.
I like that. Do you like that?
That's wild.
That's so good.
It's really, really good.
It's like my childhood just in one sandwich.
If you can get everything in that bite, too. If you can get the chicken, the burger, the fish.
Mmm.
There's something about that. It's like a killer combo.
I'm glad we got these fancy new mics to pick up all our heavy breathing and chewing.
Okay.
It's like the perfect combo, though.
Yes, it is.
I mean, honestly, I think even as a big dude, I could maybe eat one of these, and that'd be it, though. Because it is a... That is a sandwich.
That is a lot of flavor.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was
good. I would really get that again.
I would get that again.
Mm-hmm.
I would get that again. That was so good.
There's so much in your beer. You should finish this part.
Yeah.
Nope, still there.
Is it?
Well, don't flick it on our one plate. Oh, yeah, my God.
Golly, I'm
sorry. Well, this one's getting made on something else.
Jeez.
I still have stuff in my beer. That's all I care
about. It's not as bad anymore.
I like that we just talk about how being sanitary and Barrett just...
Let me get this up here.
BB Shea just flicks his beard hair into our one plate. I only have one. No, I'm kidding. It's our one plate. That's all we have here.
It's dishes day.
That's all we have here in the Marco's Kitchen Studio is one plate.
One plate.
Here, I'll trade you.
The last item. We might should have said that one for last.
That was phenomenal. Yeah. That was really, taste-wise, that was just phenomenal.
Yeah. So. Wash over that down. The last item here. I'm kind of excited about is the Big McChicken.
Yes.
Okay.
So this kind of resembles the KFC Double Down sandwich, which came out several years ago.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the same concept, but with McDonald's. You start off with a nice, healthy Big Mac.
Okay.
And you get two McChickens. But you're going to lose both of the buns on the McChickens. You're going to lose the top and bottom bun on the Big Mac as well.
Okay.
And you're going to replace the buns with the chicken patties.
Okay. So, all right. Okay.
So, yeah.
So just straight up, yeah,
take
gone.
Take the top off. There you go. Okay. And then we can flip that.
Yep. Take the bottom off.
Take that off.
Not losing our cheese. Got our Macs off.
The only negative thing here is, let me see that. Mac sauce?
I'm supposed to there put some extra Mac sauce on there.
Mac sauce on there. So yeah, my only thing, and you add Mac sauce to the Airland and Sea Burger. You can add Mac sauce to the McGangbang, but it's not
a must. Okay.
So let me see what I can do here.
Give it a whirl.
That's gonna be tough, but that's I think it's gonna be a good payoff.
So interesting on that. So there's no, it's really less bready.
It is,
than
it
the
is.
Others.
Yeah. So McChicken patty.
You're losing you got just the club bun basically.
Yeah.
The center. Do you like a club bun?
I don't mind a club bun.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a giant fan. I just... The Big Mac works so well.
Yeah.
So that's like the only thing. Yeah.
I'll have that piece.
I am really intrigued by this, though. Definitely.
I will say that having the chicken instead of the bread, it kind of falls apart.
Yeah. You got to be careful with
it. So just snag a piece.
All right. You grab what you want there. I'll just take what's closest.
I'll push this piece back together.
Okay, this is.
And then
I'm really intrigued by this.
You got BB.
Right.
Look, that's a good look though. Good layered look.
It's a really good look. I mean, the chicken looks like bread.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it, but it looks like it.
I like it again.
That's really good.
Something about all these flavors combined.
Yeah.
Really does work well.
It's like it was meant to be.
Do you think McDonald's knows about this? Do you think the high-ups do try this stuff secretly and they're like, can't put it on the menu, but that's good.
They're hiding it from us.
Well, I think there's some allure to it of being secretive.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to be in the know to get it, you know? It's like a speakeasy. What's the password? Pineapple.
It's always pineapple.
Willy Wonka.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Mm. The Mac sauce, but still with like everything kind of with the mayonnaise, with the McChicken still there. That, man, tell you what.
That was a nice tangier sandwich.
Yes.
That is a...
The Mac sauce added a lot.
Mm-hmm. That is a nice secret menu there.
We have another napkin, baby.
Man, I'm impressed.
That was really good. So I'm excited now to try other
fun episode. Yeah, I'm looking forward to now other secret menu options.
We've had some of our foodie fam reach out to us about a couple individual secret menu items from different places, and I'm excited about them. So in the future, we'll be going to different places, different fast food places, and trying some of their secret menu items.
I love it.
We'll be on the lookout. Now, you can search for these online. If you find them, they will tell you how to order them.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
Like with the Land, Air, and Sea burger, you get McDouble. You can't do a Big Mac. You do McDouble, fish filet, chicken sandwich. For the McGangbang, you order the McDouble and the McChicken. For the Big McChicken, it's two McChickens and a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll tell you what to order and how to order it. Certain things I do think they will make if you ask for it, but other things you kind of have to order and piece together.
I kind of like piecing it together yourself. Yeah. Adds a little more fun element
so
to it.
Authentic that way.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to put the McChicken as the buns on there for
you. I don't think that's a thing.
Just lose the bun, add a McChicken patty.
BB has a good point.
Yeah, but anyway.
Man, good episode, fellas.
Very strong. Very strong. Take us home.
All right. Well, as always, let's give away. I don't know if we said this in the beginning. Our thank you to Marco's, our kitchen sponsor.
Yeah.
Shouted him.
Yeah.
Let's give away a pizza here.
Tell us your favorite on the Facebook comment, your favorite secret menu item.
Yeah, if you got one, tell us and
it
we'll pick our favorite.
It does not have to necessarily be from McDonald's.
No,
it can be from any place.
And actually, if we like it, we'll give it a try.
Yeah,
for show.
That's it. Thank you to the Berry Patch. Thank you to Marco's. And thank you to... Excuse me. I'm over here burping after all that food. Thank you.
Marie Sharp's.
Habanero pepper sauce.
I might need to get a shot of some habanero pepper sauce to move things along here. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We're the Big Foodies. We'll talk to you next time.